Welcome to the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of travel and leisure news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Radical Kindness. Roland Park Community Foundation completes its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park. The Roland Park Community Foundation has completed its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park, a 20-acre tract they plan to open to the public as a new civic amenity. This purchase, after 25 years of planning and fundraising, marks a significant milestone for the community. The land, once part of a golf course, will be owned and maintained by a private nonprofit entity, ensuring it won't be a burden on the city's budget. This new park, located across from Poly and Western High Schools, is the first of its size in Baltimore since Patterson Park in 1860. A ribbon-cutting event is scheduled for October 10th to celebrate the opening of Hillside Park, which will be accessible from dawn to dusk. For more information and to show support, visit hillsideparkmd.org.
Universal Parking awarded new parking contracts in Florida. Universal Parking, a leading innovator in the parking industry, announces new parking management contracts for the Central in downtown St. Petersburg and Wynwood Plaza in Miami. These projects mark Universal Parking's expansion efforts to enhance guest experiences through innovative, full-service parking solutions. Tim Walsh, president and CEO, expresses excitement in supporting vibrant communities and local culture through effective parking services. The Central in St. Petersburg adds 540 parking spaces to the city's Edge District, supporting economic growth and access to transit. In Miami, Wynwood Plaza offers 645 parking spaces for a seamless experience in a mixed-use campus, promoting creativity and sustainability. Universal Parking partners with Ellison Development and Evolution Parking to deliver top-notch service and operations. Learn more at universalparking.com. ESG Breaks, Solar Bank Corporation, SIBO CACN, advances 7.2-megawatt New York solar project following key regulatory approval. Solar Bank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under SUN, SIBO CA under SUNN, and FSC under GY2, has advanced its 7.2 Hoodley Hill Road solar project in New York after clearing the Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. The project, set to power around 850 homes, is supported by New York's VDR compensation mechanism and may qualify for up to $395 per watt DC in NYSERDA NY Sun incentives. As a community solar project, it offers bill credits without on-site installations. With over 100 megawatts built and a pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatts, SolarBank is moving towards construction to help New York reach its goal of 6 gigawatts installed solar by 2025. North Providence welcomes new sustainable resale shop for teens. Plato's Closet, a leading teen and young adult retail resale concept, has opened a new location in North Providence at 1401 Douglas Ave. The store offers cash for gently used brand name clothing and accessories, focusing on sustainability. Local owner Stephanie Gardner, a Rhode Island native, brings her entrepreneurial spirit to the business. Unlike consignment stores, no appointment is needed to sell items to Plato's Closet, where customers can save up to 70% on trendy clothing. The store aims to reduce clothing waste by giving items a second life. For more information, contact the store at 401-537-7719. Plato's Closet is part of Winmark, the resale company, which also franchises other popular resale brands.
Q&A with David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter. Founders of Ballers. David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter, founders of Ballers, are launching a new social sports and hospitality concept across 50-plus locations nationwide. With expertise in hospitality and design, the duo aims to redefine how people play and connect through athletics. Ballers will offer a unique blend of sports, design, and culture to create a high-energy atmosphere fueled by camaraderie and friendly competition. By tapping into the local creative scene, each Ballers venue will offer curated art, music, and cultural programming to foster community and socialization. The design of Ballers spaces will transform historic buildings into high-performance venues that feel both energizing and personal, evoking a sense of home for visitors. As racket sports continue to surge in popularity, Ballers plans to play a pivotal role in shaping the next wave of sports and social wellness experiences. Oak Crest's Performing Arts Center undergoes complete transformation. Oak Crest's Performing Arts Center in Parkville, MD has undergone a complete transformation, including new carpet, seating, lighting, and sound. The 225-seat center is now bustling with activity, hosting concerts, speaker presentations, movie screenings, live theatrical performances, and improv acting classes. Residents like John Gregory and Keith Derrickson are enjoying the new equipment and capabilities, with John noting the center's 16 lights that can change color and intensity. The renovations have given every performance a polished, professional look, creating a vibrant culture at Oak Crest. The updates are part of a multi-million-dollar investment from Erickson Senior Living to enhance amenities and services in its communities nationwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.